This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Come to the Brink. I'm Zoe Flowers, and this is a space for those of us navigating profound life changes, like loss, trauma, caregiving, and transformation. It's about what happens when everything you thought was solid crumbles beneath you and you're forced to rebuild. If you've ever felt like you're standing on the brink, this is the space for you. Welcome. Today's episode is different. There are no guests, just me. Talking about a year that I couldn't have planned, couldn't have imagined, never intended to have, and yet here we are. This has been a year of grieving, as you all know if you've listened to the podcast at all. And in my research about grieving, I find it interesting how different cultures look at grief. Some cultures grieve for 10 years, some grieve for 2 years, some grieve for 3 years. And as you've heard on the podcast this year, some folks haven't had time to grieve. They've had to go from one thing to another thing. So being able to move at my own pace for a year has truly been a gift. An enlightening experiment. An interesting look into the project of me, the project of being Zoe Flowers, of curating this life. And so, yeah, and a year of rest. I never set out to rest. I didn't intend to sleep as much as I did. I didn't intend to cry in my tiny apartment as much as I did. Especially when I first got here in those first 4 months when it was just, the winter was just brutal. I didn't intend to cry in crowded, beautiful French cafes. And yet there was something so beautiful about it. There was something so French about it. Or in parking lots of pet stores, or sometimes right here on the podcast. I didn't know I'd spend so much time walking. Slow walks? What? I live in Brooklyn. There was no slow walking. Literally stopping to smell flowers. Slowing down, even though every part of me just wanted to get back into the world. You know, and I kept saying that. I'm ready to get back in the world. I'm ready to get back in the world. But getting back in the world was something that my body, my mind, my spirit was like, no, you're not ready to get back into the world, sister. And still, I tried to force myself into productivity, to do a YouTube reading, to go on IG Live and do a reading, to send out my resumes, to get back. But I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Literally, every time I would try, something would say, go ride your bike around the neighborhood. Go water a tree. Go sit in the park. Play with your cat. Sit on your balcony. Go to the park across the street that when you were making your manifesting list of the things that you needed when you moved here, like the number three thing was to live across from a park. And girl, you live across from the park. Go sit in the park. Do a ritual. Take a spiritual bath. So that's what I did. Or when it was nice out, go for a drive. Take your damn top down and drive around this beautiful city. Go to the amusement park and ride the roller coasters. So that's what I did. I just like totally listened. When I would fret about work, my body would remind me, that's all you've done for 30 years. 24 of those years filled with late night grant writing, sometimes till 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes till 6 o'clock in the morning. Leading and being in hard conversations with people around the world about domestic violence, sexual assault, racism, patriarchy. Like 24 years of that in how many states? Georgia, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut. 6 different states in 24 years. When I first moved to New York, I literally worked 5 jobs. Like, I lived up to my Jamaican heritage and I had 5 jobs. And one of those jobs was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And they would not allow me to work from home, even though they let some other people work from home. So I would, and I only worked 2 days a week. So I would have to get up at 6 in the morning, sometimes 5, leave Brooklyn, drive to Harrisburg, work all day, spend the night at my delightful coworker's home, get up the next day, work till 5 o'clock, get back on the highway, and drive back to New York. Sometimes it could be 5 hours. I did that for a year and got all kinds of like back stuff. And I just was like, I cannot do this. This is not healthy. Then there was the trek from Brooklyn to my mom's house, which again, sometimes it could be 5 hours if traffic was bad. Most of the time it was 3.5, 4 hours, but sometimes it could be 5 hours. I deserved rest. Sometimes I would leave my Brooklyn apartment, drive to Connecticut, and wash my mom's walls. This is before I moved in, like before, you know, this was, I would go back and forth. I would wash the walls, do all the laundry, clean the house, scrub the toilets, go to the grocery store, do all the things, and then like entertain my mom, right? Because I had to do that.
for a couple of days, you know, maybe like a 3 or 4 days, and then drive back to New York. Sometimes I would drive from New York to Connecticut, do all the things that I just said, and then get an Uber at 4 or 5 in the morning to the airport to go to work in another country. Like, some of these things are just coming to me now. What these past 15 years really was. All while I was completely unknowingly perimenopausal, because who has time to think about what my body's doing? Endless Zoom calls, because I was blessed and lucky enough to start working remotely in, I don't know, 2013 or so. So we had Zoom when Zoom first came out. So we would have endless Zoom calls. Sometimes my coworkers and I, just because we liked each other so much, we would just be on Zoom all day, just working, not even talking to each other, just to be in the company of another person while we were working. So yeah, spent a lot of time on Zoom long before the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, it doubled. I say this all the time. While other people were baking bread and doing whatever people were doing during the pandemic, I was working. My work doubled. And let me tell you something, I took every job, because I had resigned from my full-time position, which I think I've said before. I resigned from my full-time position in February of 2020. Who knew the fucking world was going to collapse? So thank goddess they wanted me to stay on as a consultant. So I had like a little consulting gig, but things were tight from February to like June. And then in June, everything just picked up. Everything just picked up. June 2020, all my work picked up, all my work doubled, and it just carried me for years. So yeah, my work doubled. And again, I said yes to every job because I knew how lucky and how blessed I was to still be working. And I don't regret that. There were beautiful moments. There was purpose. There was impact. But yeah, my life was consumed by work. And now, as I'm back on the mend, it's like I have the body to prove it. The cortisol, again, all of the things that come with menopause. Yeah. So, as I've said before, this
podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This year, my mother's illness and her passing was only part of what I grieved. It was a huge part. It was the largest part. But I was grieving a lot of things. The parts I let myself set aside, the moments I missed, the ways I disappeared myself into service without asking what it was costing me. I allowed myself to feel all of that. And even though I'm not a stranger to solitude, I actually love sitting with myself. Sequestering myself in a foreign country was just another level entirely. And the weird thing that's happening, the weird thing about trauma, and I remember it happened when my dad died as well. The most terrible parts of last year, the most gut-wrenching images are already starting to fade into the recesses of my mind. And like I said, I experienced that with my father as well. Before my mom passed, for some reason, we were talking about my dad's passing a couple of years ago. And she was saying, I was living in Atlanta then. And she was saying when she called me and she told me, I just screamed and I dropped the phone. I don't remember that. All I remember about my father's passing, I don't remember getting on an airplane. I don't remember flying back to Connecticut. I don't remember planning. Like, I vaguely remember writing the obituary. There's just very few things that I remember. And part of me wants to hold on to the things that happened. I'm a writer, so I want to write them down. I will write them down. Thank goodness I have this podcast so that, you know, I have like an auditory recounting of what happened, because I need to remember exactly how hard it was. Because there's a fear there that if I forget, I won't honor the suffering properly. That if I don't remember, I might become careless with my healing. So I want to keep returning to it. It's even in when I do my meditations, I'm going into my mind. Here's a peek into my mind, folks. I go into my mind and I replay things over and over and I try to snatch them. Like, I literally try to snatch them and replay them over and over and over and over again. Again, not to stay stuck, but to witness what I survived. So today, it's the day after the solstice. And I can say I am feeling stronger than I did when this year began. I am looking at winter differently. Now, it's still early. It's still December. You know, Montreal has not given us its worst yet. Okay? We've had some snow, but Montreal has not given us its worst. So, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about winter. I joined a dance studio, one that has Pilates and yoga and strength training, because I am not, I mean, maybe I'll go back to a gym, but I don't want to get on the treadmill. I would rather dance. I would rather take salsa classes or take Latin fusion like I did last night, or take, what did I do on Saturday? Oh, I did Zumba on Saturday, or salsa on a Friday night, or abs and booty on a Monday, Pilates on a Tuesday. Like, this is what I'm doing so that I can get my body back. And a lot of them use weights, which obviously is important for menopause. I started hormone replacement therapy, which I talked about in the earlier episode. I've started to alter my daytime routine. I'm making smoothies in the morning now. They've almost replaced my coffee. I can't see myself not having a coffee every now and then because I really do love it. But the taste isn't as good, which I think is interesting. Since I've started that. I invested in my health and bought a masticating cold press juicer last month. So now I'm juicing a couple times a week and experimenting with recipes to use the leftover pulp so I can get my fiber. So I'm on a mission. I am on a mission. I made a movie with a dear friend of mine here in Canada, and we released it on the solstice yesterday. And I've made some new buddies, people I can meet for brunch. And it's not perfect. You know, it's not perfect. It's hard. It's hard. I have met one Black American since I've been here, and he's a friend of a friend. And that's hard. That's hard. We not going sugarcoat how hard it is to be in a foreign country, a foreign speaking country with like no African American people around. It's hard. But, you know, nothing's perfect. There's enough here to give me joy, and the universe will provide. The universe will provide. The universe always does. So I'm not worried. And then there's this podcast, Come to the Brink with Zoe Flowers. Like, what? That has been one of the sweetest surprises of all. It has been so healing. I have talked to extraordinary people. I've heard, oh my gosh, the stories, right? Like my sister at the top of the year, Sophia Hendricks, Akinke Lucas, Baba Marcus. Like, go back and listen to Jarvis Green's podcast. Go back and listen to Ashley Green's podcast. I mean, God, there's so many. My Missing Witches podcast, my Amy Miranda podcast, my Sky Harris podcast. I mean, I've done 30 podcasts, so I can't like recount them all. But oh my goodness, my Jeff Gerken podcast. My podcast with Elise Moore Orby, not to mention the being on Elise's podcast this year, talking about Sinners, having Jarrett on, talking about Black men and depression, Jarvis talking about his art practice, Geechee Girl Roots talking about hoodoo. I mean, this has been a great year. Oh my God. Kaylin talking about the astrology of grief and how we can find grief in our charts. Oh my God. So lucky, so blessed. Things are just getting better and better and better. I mean, did I talk about Debbie Wise podcast talking about starting her life over at 50? My podcast with Healing Equity United, that conversation about social justice and how we need to lean into our feeling and our hearts. Oh my goodness. I could just go on and on and on. I could just go on. Odelia talking to Odelia from Cielo in Los Angeles, working on indigenous rights. Oh my God. Indigenous Latino communities. I mean, honestly, it has been a great, great year as far as that is concerned. And so I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all my guests. If I didn't name you, it was not intentional. And thank you to everybody who's listened, who texted me after that first episode saying, girl, you touched me. Why you got me crying? Like, I can't believe this. This needs to be a documentary. Keep it going. People saying, like, I saw myself in this. I'm going through this. Yeah. It's been great. It's been great. So, and you have no idea how much it means and how healing it's been. So we want to keep the healing going, and we will. So, oh, and my conversation with Sherry talking about starting her life over after a 30-year marriage. Oh my God, Sherry Pullum. Oh my goodness. I could just, again, I'm not going to just go on and on and on because it just would be too much. But if you have a story you want to share in 2026, don't be shy. If you want to talk, oh my God, shout out to my homegirl, Monica Martinez, who talked about, she's a mental health therapist. So talking about mental health during mental health aware, period. Anyway, Amy Miranda. I'm literally going to wind up shouting out every single interview. I'm literally going to shout out every interview, whether I intend to or not. Okay. If you want to share a grief that you're holding, a threshold that you're standing at, reach out. Email me info@imzoeflowers.com. DM me on Instagram. I am Zoe Flowers. Follow me on YouTube. I am Zoe Flowers. Literally, I am Zoe Flowers everywhere. Reach out to me if you want to be on the podcast. Because, as I always say, no one should stand on the brink alone. Shout out to Reverend Sandy, who was also a guest on the podcast. Thank you all for being here. Have a safe and happy new year. I am Zoe Flowers, and I will see you soon.